Chris Dewas, American Medical Response. They're the ambulance folks out there in the front line. And there's another little story that, again, you want to get me going on the CDC that they're not talking about that makes me upset, and that is fentanyl overdoses and drug overdoses and the drug situation that no one wants to talk about. But guess what? It hasn't gone anywhere. And Chris has the latest numbers for our larger cities where they respond to, and he's always been great with the public getting this out there. Chris, I'm going to let you take it away and give us an update.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Good to hear from you, and thanks for having me on. You're absolutely right. COVID is obviously the national story right now, but the other national story that you're right hasn't gone away is the opioid crisis. We saw a 38% increase in opioid overdoses in Nashua and Manchester last year compared to the prior year. And in that prior year, which was 2020, New Hampshire was one of only three states in the country that saw a decrease in overdoses. So, this is a big number. It basically brings us back, and in some cases, a little bit ahead of where we were in 2019. So any of that ground that we erased or gained, if you will, in 2020 is gone. We did 855 overdoses between those two communities just last year alone. And we're projecting a little over 80 deaths just in those two communities. So that's a huge number. And as you know, it's tough. It's tough to find somebody who you know right now who doesn't know somebody who has COVID. It's still tough to find somebody who you know that doesn't have or been impacted by the opioid crisis. It remains a huge part of New Hampshire.
And Chris Dewas, American Medical Response, joining us live GMI Studios with our network of stations. Chris, the other big story, I think, is it was about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, before this Omicron surge. And it was a national news story that people 18 to 45, the number one cause of death in America was not this virus. It was fentanyl overdose.
Very true. It's shaved a portion of time off of the average life expectancy in United States, which is amazing. It's not easy to do.
No, and it must be frustrating to you to see the human toll.
It is, and my job, if you will, my personal mission, as you know, is to keep it in the forefront and keep talking about it because I don't want people to forget about it or push it aside to other priorities. This is killing people. And it's impacting society in so many different ways in our quality of life in New Hampshire. And, these are human lives, and they deserve to be treated and heard and cared for.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to do something that is not the reason why you're on, but for what it's worth, from Corey, and I think, Corey, if you could echo this, I appreciate it. And J-Dog, thank you to your EMTs, your healthcare professionals, because I've been talking to some hospital administrators and healthcare people, and they must be burnt out and fried and tired, not just what we're just talking about, but the general stuff. So thank you. I'm sure you're looking for good people to join the company and do, God's work, if you will, as an EMT. But I thank you to the men and women in your team for serving New Hampshire and our communities and for, being on that healthcare front line right now, because it's a real war, and it's got to be not a fun place to be. And I hope it gets to be fun again soon. But thank you for your team.
Well, they greatly appreciate it. They do their work every day. They're in the thick of it. They don't want to take it home for their families, obviously, but this is what we do. This is what we love to do, and they're going to continue to do it and keep at it.